Now you might ask, and it's an obvious question, why can't you do this with elliptic curves and modular forms? Why couldn't you count elliptic curves, count modular forms, show them the same number? Well, the answer is people tried and they never found a way of counting them. And this was why this is the key breakthrough, that I had found the way to count not the original problem, but the modified problem. I found a way to count modular forms and Galois representations.
This was only the first step, and already it had taken 3 years of Andrew's life.
My wife's only known me while I've been working on Fermat. I told her a few days after we got married. I decided that I really only had time for my problem and my family. So I'd found this wonderful counting mechanism, and I started thinking about this concrete problem in terms of Iwasawa theory. Iwasawa theory was the subject I studied as a graduate student, and in fact, with my advisor, John Coates, I'd used it to analyze elliptic curves.